Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there's so many lessons in life to learn and so many lessons in business. It never stops, no matter how long you've been in business, no matter how many years, no matter how successful you are, or if you're on your way up to success. And if we look at how things work and we look at, let's say, computers, and it doesn't matter what brand of computer, it doesn't matter what operating system we're looking at, computers, there are basic things that need to be in that program for us to operate it. They may be done differently, but they're still basic operations. And without those basic operations, without that platform, without that format, nothing's really going to happen. There is an order to how computers work. And if we think about human people, well, there's a certain amount of similarity in human people. Yes, people think differently. They are different people. They have different souls. They have different ways of thinking and approaching things and different needs. But the basic programming is pretty much all the same. And one of those basic programs is fear. Fear is normal and natural in human people. Doesn't matter whether you are rich or poor. Doesn't matter whether you're a business person or not a business person. It doesn't matter whether you are male or female. It makes no difference. Fear is inside of all of us, and fear is there to protect us. If we weren't afraid back in the caveman days, we would have walked up to a nice saber-toothed tiger and petted it and said, "Oh, nice saber-toothed tiger, you are so adorable," while it ate us. Fear is normal. Fear in business is normal, but it depends upon how we use that fear. If we use that fear to drive us to success, that's great. But if we use that fear to debilitate ourselves, to put ourselves in a position where we can't make the next move, we can't think of anything, we are so frightened, we are hiding under our desk, that's not good, and it's not going to get you to where you need to be. And you also have to understand that you have thoughts inside of yourself, and you also have influences all around you. You have influences from your coworkers, from your customers, from what's happening in the world, what's happening in the country, what's happening in your neighborhood. And we can watch some of those things, and we can see some of the very terrible things that are going on right now, and we can become afraid. And it can cause us business problems because we put ourselves in a position of pulling back. We put ourselves in a position of then running our business on fear. What if? Now, the what if can certainly happen. As we all know, we've all been through 2000, 2008. We've all been through our own personal problems. We've all been through our business problems. But if we keep our heads, if we pay attention, if we use all of our skills, if we have a plan, if we know what direction we're going in, if we're training our coworkers, our employees, if we're training ourselves, if we're treating our customers well, if we're getting out there and trying to understand the marketplace, the more we know about our business, the more we know about the people, the more that we know about how to deal with the people that we work with and how to motivate them and what makes them tick, then the more successful we'll be. Now, we're not talking about knowing them personally. We're talking about what are their skills? What are they afraid of in business? How much can we train them? How much can we teach them? I mean, there's so much to think about here. I want you to think about fear. I want you to consider thinking about it, and I want you to say, how is fear impacting my life right now today? And what fear is this? What fear do I have? Do I have a fear of not doing business? Do I have a fear of going broke? Do I have a fear of doing too much business? Do I have a fear because it's hard to get employees right now to come to work for you? What is my fear? And then once you recognize your fear, once you identify it, what are you going to do about it? You're going to continue to be afraid. You're going to continue to hide out under your desk. Or are you going to take the necessary actions to conquer that fear, to make your business work, to make people around you feel secure and comfortable so they will be less afraid? And we need to make sure that we're making our customers and our clients feel more secure. We need to deliver on time. We need to be in contact with them. We need to let them know that our business is just fine. We're not having a problem. We're here to serve you. What do you need? We will take care of it for you quickly, efficiently, and at a price that you will understand is of value. No fear. It's there. Acknowledge it. Think about it. Don't let it stop you. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.